We're mixing it up this year. So of course, with COVID-19, we can't get together all in person, you know, to be together with thousands of people at an event. So we're going to do it different. We're going to do it virtually this year. We're asking people to participate by signing up, and then we're going to send out masks, a Walk to Believe mask, and we're going to ask people to walk a 5K or run row or ride a bike, whatever you want to do, through your neighborhood, through your local track, your local park. But that day, participate for a Walk to Believe. We're hoping to get all 52 states in honor of my number that you shouted out earlier.
All right. We get to talk with a guest that was on the show, last year, Eric LeGrand. What do you say about him? Motivational speaker, professional broadcaster, former college athlete, drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I think most importantly, voice and advocate for those living with paralysis. Eric, a spokesperson for the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. He's got events that go on all year long to raise funds for great aspects of that organization as well as his. And we get to talk about his annual run, A Walk to Believe. So take a listen to this. We get into what's new with Eric, as well as details on that walk. If you're a PT, PTA, or student, and you're out there and you're thinking, man, I need a reason to get moving, Eric's going to give you a couple with this virtual walk event that he's going on. So take a listen. Episode is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it properly in your clinical practice. Find them online at owensrecoveryscience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pintcast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, welcome to the show. I want to say thank you for liking and sharing the things that you guys see on social media. Appreciate that. Really, the only way the show spreads is because you guys telling a friend, telling a colleague, telling a student, and we appreciate that about you. So thank you for letting someone know if you found any value in the show and you share that with someone else. So thank you. Exciting to bring this guest back on the show. Been on the show before, and he's got a pretty cool event going on, but we'll give him a proper introduction, right? Motivational speaker, sports broadcaster, host of his own show called Mission Possible, author, and founder of his own team. He's got his own squad. And listen, I don't just wear a jersey number on my back for no reason, just for the heck of it. Bringing in Eric LeGrand, 5'2". Do we even need to say anything besides 5'2"?
52, gotta represent, baby.
How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing phenomenal, Jimmy. You know, through these tough times, I can say things have been good. You know, I've been staying busy, working hard. You know, of course, it's hard not being able to see my family,
yeah,
my friends as much as I would like to, and all the, you know, just different scenarios that COVID-19 has brought amongst our life, I can say. You know, I'm very happy and I'm very thankful.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to see, you know, you're probably the epitome of someone who just learns to just, you know, say, listen, we got to adapt. We got to change. We bring you on the show and I want to make sure we hit it hard is the 10th. Now, whenever you create something, you always hope it's going to work the first year. Maybe there's a sequel. And if you hit 3 or 5 years, those things, you're doing the 10th annual Walk to Believe. Anything that goes on 10 years in a row, kudos to you for having enough. I mean, if people haven't put on an event before, the logistics, the energy, the coordination, the things that go into creating a walk, the Walk to Believe, 10 years for this. So congratulations, man.
I appreciate that. You know, we were going to plan something big this year with our walk. It usually takes place at Rutgers. It's a 5K run, walk, roll event around Bush campus. It starts at the football stadium. And we were going to have in the evening time this year with a live band as well as our live DJ and also fireworks to celebrate, as you just mentioned, 10 years. It's not easy to do 10 years, but we're mixing it up this year. So, of course, with COVID-19, we can't get together all in person, you know, to be together with thousands of people at an event. So we're going to do it different. We're going to do it virtually this year. We're asking people to participate by signing up, and then we're going to send out masks, a Walk to Believe mask, and we're going to ask people to walk a 5K or run, roll, or ride a bike, whatever you want to do, through your neighborhood, through your local track, your local park. But that day, participate for a Walk to Believe. We're hoping to get all 52 states in honor of my number that you shouted out earlier. That includes Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yeah. So the focus is getting somebody from all 50 states, Puerto Rico. Where are you at now? How's the progress? Because you just started talking about this.
Yeah, barely even announced that we were already at 17 states without.
There you go.
Without even announcing it. Now that I announced it, I'm hoping that people start saying, hey, I got a grandma that lives in here. I got an uncle. I got a cousin. I got a friend that lives in the middle of Nevada or Idaho, Wyoming. Alabama, you know, Louisiana, Texas. I'm hoping that it really takes off and we can get full participation for all 52 states.
That's great. The date for everybody to know, we'll put it on the screen here as well, is going to go on. It's coming up soon, Saturday, June 6th. So we want to make sure. I mean, you're picking a good time, too, because it's starting to warm up here in the Northeast, at least, where people are looking and saying, hey, I want to get out there socially distant appropriate, right? That's why we're changing this to a virtual event. Make a donation. We started a team ourselves, which is Physical Therapy United, and we've got 4 members already. So feel free to join our team. Our friends at the American Physical Therapy Association, Mark Rubenstein in New Jersey, they got a team too. We won't mention what their team name is. Physical Therapy United is the one you want to join if you're a PT. You can also find it on our social media as well. So a walk to believe, you know, why'd you start it? Why'd you decide to take on something like this, creating an event where there's a lot going into it? Who gets to benefit from it?
You know, the main person who actually started it was by the name of Arlene Gonzalez. Amazing woman. She came to visit me when I was an inpatient at Kessler Rehabilitation up in West Orange, New Jersey. Came by, didn't know a thing about football, nothing. But she was a mother to 2 sons and felt for my mom, and she just wanted to come visit. And she she was one of the random people, because I didn't know her at the time, that came to visit me, and I let her come up to my room. And she said that she wanted to do something for me. And of course, you hear that from a lot of people, like, I want to do something. You know, okay, you know, we'll see where it goes. Arlene, she did not play. She said,
follow through. It's
5K. Of course, it was the first, you know, year into my injury. So everybody, you know, was on board, whatever we need to do to make it happen. She went over and had the meeting at Rutgers with everyone in there, and everyone was on board. And we said, you know what? We're going to get to this. Pulled out to be great the first year. We're going to do this year after year after year. And it benefits Team LeGrand. It benefits the my Believe Fund. And it also benefits the Rutgers Spinal Cord Association that they have over there. So we're trying to find this cure for paralysis, and I know we will.
That's great. You still have a great relationship with that university over there. I know you're always rocking the Scarlet Knights. You know, what's coming on the horizon? How are you guys looking in the next season when you guys come out of the gates?
Well, you see, I got my jersey behind me.
Yeah.
But Coach Shiano's back on the bench, said
it's big.
To say that, you know, I'm ecstatic about it is, I think, an understatement, because, you know, of course he was my coach, and everything he's done for me and was always there for me through this whole situation. I'm excited for the players that are there. They get to experience what I got to experience with him, the discipline, the toughness, the attention to detail, family-oriented person that he is. Those guys get that experience now. They get to see what that's like. They're going to come in there as 18-year-old boys and leave as 21, 22-year-old men and be great people in society, and they're going to learn how to play football. They're going to get the best out of them. Hey, let me tell you, it ain't always going to be easy, and it ain't always going to be fun. But at the end of the day, you're going to look back on it and say, wow, what a hell of an experience I just had going through, you know, a program that Coach Shiano is running. And he's also learned and grew up, you know, even more than when I had him. He's been gone for 8 years, got to coach him the early fire, Bill Belichick, learned from Nick Saban. I can't wait to see this next go around.
That's going to be great. Yeah, bringing some real big excitement back to the Northern New Jersey, the Rutgers family there as well. You're a little bit of a media mogul too. We mentioned in your intro, you know, hosting a television show. You've got a pretty active YouTube channel as well. Host a Mission Impossible. You know, is telling stories, other people's stories. Why is that exciting to you?
Because, you know, I get to meet so many different people, and unfortunately, not everyone has the same platform that I have, and they don't get to share their stories, but they deserve to be heard. You know, I've heard some crazy stories over the years of how people were injured or just have some sort of disability, and they don't have the same support system that I have, and I wonder, how do they get through their lives? Yeah. You know, with my amazing support system and the people I have, I'm blessed. Unfortunately, some people aren't. So I want to be able to shed some light on them and share their stories for people that be able to let them know that they are recognized and we see them and they can get through whatever that they're going through.
Bigger moment geeking out, WWE or U.S. women's soccer team? Which one?
U.S. women's soccer team.
Well played. Yeah.
Those are my girls over there. I've developed a really good relationship, you know, with a lot of Carly Lloyd, Megan Rapinoe, Allie Krieger. You know, I remember the first time I met them was like right after, I think, the World Cup in 2011. with Alex Morgan, and they came out here at Princeton University and they were practicing. I went down there to meet them, and they just like took me in like I was a part of their family, and they've been amazing. WWE, they have treated me well, and they hooked me up and all that. They're a part of my family as well. But I definitely have a closer relationship with the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team.
Yeah, well, you tell good stories in a good way, right? You can have a great story, but if it's not told, in the way it deserves, it can kind of fall flat. But you've been telling some really, really great, innovative stories about people that everybody knows about, right? WWE people, but also, as you alluded to, people who are going through some pretty amazing times and have an amazing story who might not have that platform. So we've got it on the screen as well, Eric, YouTube channel too. You're going to continue doing that? Is that something that really, gets you fired up is telling stories and videos?
It is. My YouTube channel, I try to take people inside of my life, the things that they don't get to see, the behind the scenes part of my life, whether it's getting ready to head to an event or behind the scenes at an event, what it takes to get into there, or what it takes to put together a project that I'm working on. I even had a video of me getting a tattoo. A lot of people don't know that I have a budget tattoo. So I try to give that inside of my life instead of just, you see me here, you see me take a picture with this person, that person, but you have no idea what it took to get there. So yeah. I'm excited about sharing more of those stories once COVID-19 is over. I get to go out there and, build up my YouTube channel by bringing people inside my life.
Good. Glad to hear that. Yeah. And you talk about bringing people inside your life. One of the first videos I saw about you, you let a team come in and follow you around for a couple of days. And we're not talking about, 9 to 5. We're talking about, when you're getting up in the morning, what's that like? You can tell me what it's like, but showing someone is totally different.
It really is. And let's just say, having to deal with my mom, those camera people, I feel for that. Because when she first wakes up in the morning, she does not like a camera right in her face.
Oh.
As most people won't. So it's very invasive. They are right there. You get to, behind the scenes look, but just the reality of going on. So, I try to, not have them for too long, but I try to put up for a few days. But, Ma, we got to do this. We got to let people see, the nitty gritty of what's going on here. And she's like, yeah, I can't wait for them to get out of here. And I'm like, yeah, we'll get through it. But, yeah, I've had a few camera crew here from 3 to 7 days, and it's not always fun, but I love to do it so people get to see the real authentic me.
That's great. I think that lets people, it really lets them see what that life is like and appreciate it more and respect it more. Something you get to do on a bigger stage is motivational speaking and bigger events. You've been on some pretty huge podcasts. I know you're talking with Ed Milet before. That's a pretty good platform to get on to be able to spread your message. That's fantastic.
Yeah, Ed is awesome. I remember I reached out to him and I was asking him, like, how do you get more speeches? And, how do I, build my brand up a little bit more? And he had me come out there to L.A., got to go on his show, got to meet him and talk with him, and I was just enamored by how humble he is, somebody who's worth $400 million and runs all these different businesses. And it's not sometimes they can, be a little bit arrogant or don't take the time for us little folk. But he took the full time and effort to welcome me in, give me his personal number. We text from time to time. And, I can't thank him enough for having me on his show and be able to talk about my life and where I want to go with my life and get to share my story with all of his followers.
That's great. Well, what fires you up about speaking to audiences? Really what drives you? First of all, you're used to being in front of cameras, but I feel like that motivational speaking, that one-on-one, going to schools or going to organizations, that's a little more personal because you're talking to a specific group. What excites you about that?
Being able to captivate a crowd, rolling in there. That's just, let's call a spade a spade. Usually when you hear a speaker come up, you don't see him coming, rolling out in this big old wheelchair. So most of the time already people are like, whoa, how's he driving that thing? Like, how's he even moving around right now? But then being able to share my story using, my eye contact, I always try to say, when people speak, they use a lot of hand gestures. They walk from left to the right. They do the, back and forth, just how they can do it. With me, I can't do all that. I have to use my head. I have to make sure I have my great eye contact and make sure you're listening to every word I'm saying. And when I walk out of a room and the people say, you can hear a pin drop in that room, all those kids or all those people held on to every word you were saying. And that's what I love doing. I love hearing that. And that's what it's all about, because I know I had the interest for the 45 minutes to an hour talked. I was just sitting there with them. It was just us and me sharing my story.
That's great.
Stand by.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back to the PT Pinecast.
Pretty cool contest alert we'll give you. The Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy giving away an opportunity for you to win access to their Current Concepts course right now. This is a leader in orthopedic physical therapy education. A lot of people use this as the gold standard to getting a leg up on getting your OCS exam. Use it as a great prep for the OCS exam. It's created by the leaders in orthopedic physical therapy, the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy from the APTA. And right now, if you check out orthopt.org, that's orthopt.org, or you can try ptpinecast.com. We have a link for you to enter to win access to Current Concepts of Orthopedic Physical Therapy. I would go there now because this contest is not going to run on for long. Check it out. Right now, somebody's going to get a shot to get that course. A lot of material. The reading list alone is like 16 pages. It's just huge. So check it out now, orthopt.org, and enter now for that contest from the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy.
Follow us online, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at PT Pinecast.
New Step created the first product of its kind 25 years ago. That was the New Step Recumbent Cross Trainer. Now it's a mainstay in rehab with physical therapists worldwide. New Step now continues its tradition of innovation with the New Step Transit, another innovation in recumbent cross trainers for physical therapists, delivering real-time biofeedback with this piece of equipment, letting you use it in meaningful ways for awareness of physical performance, goals, identifying and correcting deficits or imbalances. Take a test drive or find out more at newstep.com. That's NUstep.com. Online at newstep.com.
And we're back. Let's get back to the show.
If you're looking for Eric to speak to your group, check out ericlegrand52.com. Some more information about that, and kind of really just a lot of Eric's media is available there as well, including, I love the new shirt. I haven't gotten one yet, but I'll be ordering it as soon as we hang up, which is, tell people about your role model, man.
I mean, come on, you're a PT. You got to get a role model shirt. So it's funny. Last summer, I was sitting on the side of my house, and I was coming up with my own clothing line. Devin Still was a former player for Penn State and the Cincinnati Bengals. Daughter had cancer. She's now 5 years cancer removed. God bless her. And he told me when he came over to my house to do it with his podcast, he goes, E, you need your shirt to represent you, your own brand. And
right.
I've done collaborations with people throughout the years, you know, making shirts or fundraisers and this and that, but nothing of myself sitting there creating my own. And I was sitting on the side of my house, and I remember I came up with a concept. I'm like, what represents me? And I said, role model. And I'm like, that's me. Like, I'm a role model. I told my one friend about it, Keith, and he goes, you got to make an O, the handicap sign. And I'm like, that is gold. And I created a role model, and that was our first shirt that we came out with then. Wow, it took off. It was amazing. I got some really cool celebrities to wear it and represent it, and it blew up. It was just nice to see, you know, those 3 months. So we got some more stuff coming to Shop 52 in the near future for the summer.
That's great. Well, the shirt that I kicked the show off, if you're watching this on the Facebook or the YouTube, it's got Eric's 5-2 on the back. But this was from the flag football tournament that the American Physical Therapy Association New Jersey chapter actually put together. They put two teams in there, and I wasn't able to be there that day, but I made sure I got myself a shirt. So that's got to be pretty fun. But tying it back to all the work that you do, close relationship with the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, being able to give a voice for those living with paralysis, that means a lot to you as well.
It is. Being able to formulate my foundation, Team LeGrand of the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, is huge because obviously this cause is near and dear to me, but I feel like, you know, spinal cord injuries, they don't discriminate. It can happen to anybody at any given time, being in the wrong place at the wrong time. So light needs to be shed on it, and people need to look at it and not, you know, put it off to the side and realize, you know, these are really life-altering, changing moments in people's lives, and where do they go from there? Knowing that you have, you know, thousands upon thousands and millions of people supporting you, and it helps you get through these tough times and these tough days, and giving people hope that we are doing the research and we are trying to find a cure, gives people a reason to wake up every single morning. So I'm so thankful to be a part of the Reeve Foundation with Team LeGrand.
That's great. Well said. Eric, are you ready to play 3 questions? I don't think we prepped you for this, but are you ready to just jump on the hot seat or what?
Hey, you throw me in a fire, I'm going to come out.
On the hot seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
Three questions. First question is from our friends at Arias Medical Staffing. They help PTs find jobs around the country, which is what we want to see, is getting those therapists where they need to be in all different settings, all 50 states, plus Washington, D.C., AureusMedical.com. So the first question is a where question. Right now, travel is a little bit limited with COVID-19. But once things get safe enough for you to travel around, where somewhere in the country you just love to go and can't wait to go there? Where somewhere in the country that really draws you?
Miami, the 305. I cannot wait to get back to Miami. I was actually supposed to be there last weekend for one of my best friend's bachelor party, and unfortunately, it was canceled. So I cannot wait to get back to the 305, best of life. Miami-Dade County. I love that city.
That question seemed real hard for you. It seemed like you really had to think about that answer for a long time.
Really hard, right? You know?
Miami, of course. Your attachment to the Miami Dolphins as well can't hurt, right?
I'm two going down there. It's pretty awesome. You got the number one jersey sales.
Yeah. All right. So question number two on three questions is a what question. What's something you've read or watched, maybe a movie or a documentary or a podcast you listen to? What's something that really motivates you and gets you going?
I'm actually right in the middle of listening to the audiobook of David Goggins. Wow.
Yeah.
What a story. What a life that this man has been through, and the way that he lives his life each and every day, it is just different. Like he said, he's different. He is a different human being than the most. And hearing some of the stuff that he's been through and that puts himself through, it's like, wow, that man is living life to the max each and every day. So that's an audiobook that I'm listening to that's really inspiring me.
Yeah. Be prepared for in-your-face inspiration with David, definitely coming right at you. Third question, three questions, is a who question. Who's someone that's doing amazing work, maybe someone who deserves a shout-out, who maybe is flying under the radar that you think the audience should know more about?
My boy Mikey Nichols, he's a high school student from Monroe, New Jersey, who had a spinal cord injury by getting checked into the board. And he started his own foundation as well with the Reed Foundation. And he has amazing events. And a lot of people don't always hear about him because he was, a local hero, but he didn't have that national platform.
Sure.
And every time I could represent or help him, I'm always there for him. And he puts on this great hockey event every year with Boomer and Geo.
Yeah.
From the radio show, the morning radio show in New York. They come to the Prudential Center to get a bunch of old NHL players, and they have a little draft, and they have a game together where they're on the ice competing, and they raise a lot of money for spinal cord injury research that night. And he didn't get to have his event this year. It was on March 28th, and I felt terrible, but he still found a way to raise $11,000 for the cause. So he's someone special, and he's like my little brother. So love that guy.
Yeah, Mikey, we were lucky enough to talk with Mikey not long ago on this show. And yeah, very inspirational. Definitely find him and follow him online, because I do like the smack talk that they wind up getting around their around leading up to the game in terms of the teams talking back and forth. Boomer Esiason obviously never holding back in terms of whichever team he's rooting for that year.
Yes, absolutely. Got a little Boomer and Gio, and the smack talk, it makes it that much better.
Love it. Again, the website for Eric is going to be ericlegrand52.com. A Walk to Believe virtual 5K run and walk and roll Saturday, June 6th of this year. Wherever you are in your community, in your neighborhood, getting friends from around the country and trying to get that map checked off, all 50 states in Puerto Rico, someone running there. And if you'd like to join a team, you can follow us there. It's Physical Therapy United, trying to get PTs from around the country to jump on this as well. Make a donation, help a great cause to further the message and make sure this thing continues. I don't know. I mean, is it really? We've really got to hit the next milestone, which is 20 years, I guess, right, Eric?
Yeah, we'll get there. Don't worry about that. And hopefully in 20 years, you'll see me close to be up and on my feet walking again. But I just encourage people to go to christopherreeve.org/AWTB. That stands for A Walk to Believe. That's christopherreeve.org/AWTB. And sign up and let's try to get full participation throughout this entire country and just have a special day for a special cause, and hopefully have some great weather and everyone just be able to get outside practicing social distancing, but enjoying themselves for a great cause.
Love it. Sounds so great. Thank you so much for the time. We look forward to seeing all 50 states of Puerto Rico checked off that map. And we'll talk again soon, my man. Let's not wait this long next time.
Sounds good. I appreciate you having me on.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Want to thank Brooks IHL. That's Brooks Rehabilitation Institute of Higher Learning, offering residencies, fellowship education, orthopedics, women's health, geriatrics, neurologic PT, pediatric sports. That's an overview of their residencies. Check out what they have to offer at brooksihl.org. World-class educational opportunities to the local and regional community. Check them out, brooksihl.org. Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.